There's a beautiful verse from the Sfas Emes on this week's parsha. In the beginning of the parsha, in the part about Vidui Meiser, part of what you're supposed to say is Lo Avarti Mitzvosecha Velo Shachachti. And everyone deals with, if Lo Avarti Mitzvosecha, I didn't do anything wrong. Then what does it mean Lo Shachachti? So the Sfas Emes says Lo Avarti Mitzvosecha, I didn't do anything wrong. I kept all the mitzvos. Says. A Hasidish approach, but it doesn't have to be only a Hasidish approach. Lo shechachti, I did all the mitzvos, lo shechachti, and I didn't forget why I'm doing all the mitzvos, what the mitzvos are about. It says you could do all the mitzvos in the Torah, not do anything wrong, and forget that you're serving Hashem. Forget that God exists. I'm just being a pattern, mitzvah nashim lumadav. You're doing everything right. You like to do things right. You don't like to deviate from your pattern, but you forget that the whole point of all the mitzvos is to bring us close to Hashem and to serve Hashem. So, avarti mitzvosecha, I didn't do anything wrong. V'lo shechachti, I didn't do everything right, and forget what the whole idea behind it is, and forget who I'm supposed to be trying to approach. This is actually fits very nicely with even on a halachic level with Rashi, who says lo avarti mitzvosecha, I didn't do anything wrong. V'lo shechachti milavarecha, from saying the bracha. There's a Ritva who says, why do we say a bracha before doing a mitzvah? Okay, it's a whole lumdish sugya. Why we say a bracha before doing a mitzvah? I understand why we say a bracha before eating, because Hashem gave us something that He's giving and we're nana from, so we have to thank Him for it. But why say a bracha before the mitzvah? So the Ritva says, we say a bracha before the mitzvah, and the Noda Behuda also assumes this, in order to help focus our kavana. Because we could just do it stam this way. We think, we're really doing this to serve Hashem, who's the king of the universe, who's our Adon, and therefore it helps us as kavanah in the mitzvah. So maybe that Rashi also worked very nicely. Lo avarti mitzvosecha, I didn't do anything wrong. Lo shechachti, I didn't forget beforehand to stop and focus and remember that Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kedushanu Mitzvot Zivanu, why I'm doing this and what it's all about, and to remember that, not only remember the mitzvot, but to remember Hashem. The Kotzker has a similar vart. A little later in the parsha, in the Tocha, there's a famous line in the Tocha, probably the most famous line in the Tocha, which the Rambam, I think, made famous in Chaslulav, Tachas Sholo Avata, Shem Elokecha, Besimcha Uvetuv Leifav. It's the Rambam says that it's not just doing the mitzvahs, the simcha and doing the mitzvahs is so important, because it says in the Tocha, doesn't say just you were punished, Chas V'Shalom, Lo Aleinu, for not being Ovid Hashem, for not being over to Hashem, but simcha v'tuv leifav. So, why is it enough to be over to Hashem? You know, I understand, it's always nice to be happy. Who doesn't want to be happy? But why is it so crucial, the tocha, that all these terrible things, chas v'shalom, it's enough to be over to Hashem, who cares if you have simcha v'tuv leifav? And, you know, I think it's often understood, well, if you don't serve Hashem b'simcha, then it won't last, then you'll stop serving Hashem, it'll be too hard for you, and you'll give up. And if you serve Hashem b'simcha, you'll be able to keep it up. But the Kotzker says, no, why would someone serve Hashem not besimcha? Why would someone do the mitzvahs not besimcha? He says, every time you do the mitzvahs, you think about Hashem. You think about, I'm really connecting to Hashem now, then you always have simcha. Okay, the Rav understood simcha was a matter of being lifnei Hashem. If you really understand why you're doing the mitzvahs and that there's Hashem behind these mitzvahs, of course you'll always be besimcha. You're connecting to Hashem. If you just do it as a mitzvah, nashim l'mada, as a pattern, as a routine, as a lifestyle, then echnami, you won't have simcha. It's just like everything else. I have to put on my seatbelt. I don't put on my seatbelt besimcha. I have to brush my teeth. I don't brush my teeth besimcha. It's just one of these things that you have to do, and there's nothing terribly exciting behind it. Okay, so if you do the mitzvah shalom besimcha, then you're doing the mitzvahs, but you're forgetting Hashem, and we understand why the Torah treats you treats you so harshly. So it's, I know these are all Hasidic Rebbes, and maybe exactly this form of Parshanut is a more Hasidic form of Parshanut, but there are some Varts that are not Hasidic Varts. You don't have to be a Chassid, a Neo-Chassid, a classical Chassid, any time of Chassid, to recognize that it's very nice to do all the mitzvahs, and it's very nice to say Lo Avarti, to do everything right, but ultimately you don't want to confuse the Iker for the Tafel, and the point of doing mitzvahs is Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kedushanu Mitzvot Zivanu, is to build our relationship with Hashem, and whenever we do the mitzvahs, we have to make sure not to fall into the trap of just a lifestyle and a pattern and a routine, and to remember that we're serving Hashem, and if we do that, then it'll be much easier to always be besimcha when we really think about this tremendous opportunity we have to connect to Hashem in so many different ways throughout our day in all different areas of life. Wherever there is, we have this opportunity to mamish connect to Hashem. Shabbat Shalom.